This is Wade Rescue. It's a daily Voice of the People news bulletin. Chris Wallace's 34-minute interview with Russia's Putin drew a whopping 3.2 million viewers when it aired on Fox News, a rare instance of ratings for a 6 p.m. news segment hitting primetime levels. Portugal's minimum wage is only 580 euros, about $700 per month, and though it has increased, it is one of the lowest in the eurozone. Waving rainbow flags and pushing strollers, tens of thousands of Israelis demonstrated against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's and his right-wing religious coalition after it blocked an effort to extend surrogacy rights to same-sex couples. Private prisons have been sued over work programs and detention centers that pay migrants $1 per day to perform cleaning tasks or work in the prison's kitchens. While prisons can force people convicted of crimes to work, they can't do that for people who haven't been convicted without violating federal minimum wage, forced labor, and unjust enrichment laws. A study by researchers at Ball State and Ohio State found that across the U.S., only 14% of fathers who take paternity leave do so for more than 2 weeks. Metropolitan areas with the most single-family homes owned by institutional investors are led by Atlanta with over 33,000 homes, then Phoenix with 13,000, followed by Miami, Tampa, Dallas, Charlotte, Houston, Indianapolis, Chicago, and Orlando. Hyatt Hotels and Starbucks have joined units of McDonald's in planning to phase out use of plastic straws in response to environmental concerns. Professor of Finance at Stony Brook University wrote in Bloomberg that Trump's tax cuts haven't produced wage gains for workers. He noted that gains in average hourly compensation lagged inflation during the first quarter after the tax cuts. Official data for the second quarter isn't available yet, but private data isn't looking encouraging. PayScale's index of real wages shows a dramatic deterioration in the period. Nike is raising salaries for more than 7,000 employees after an internal pay review and changing how it awards annual bonuses to its global workforce. The changes are the latest example of efforts by Nike management to address concerns about pay equity and reshape the company's culture after an executive purge and complaints of inappropriate behavior. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.